As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Ah, yes, once again, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time for a Show Me Showdown. We've got a lot of stuff on the table here today. We definitely have coffee brewing on my stove, and there's a revolution in the air. I want you to be a part of it. Really do. Embrace all of this information. Try and wrap your mind around it. Find some way that you can engage within this epic struggle, if you will. Welcome to the Friday, March the 27th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. That's oraclebroadcasting.com. I've got a website out there, www.vocallocal.org. You might want to take a look at it. There's a document that I posted on there. There's a couple of them, not very many, though. But there's a document that I posted on there when I created the website back a while back, last year sometime. It's called Plan B. And Plan B basically is just a word study and a encyclopedia and research study on the concept of political parties. Do we need political parties, or are they really just a stumbling block? Are they in the way? I think they are. Again, my name is William Roberts. I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you today. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. Maybe you could have some call-ins today. Try and test out my ability to use the expertly designed and crafted Oracle Broadcasting phone system. Play open line, open mind Friday if you wanted to. Got a lot of material to go over, but certainly haven't heard that much from the audience. I'd love to touch base with you. It is interactive talk radio. There's a variety of ways you can get involved with this broadcast. You can sign in, pick a name, become vocal local in the oraclebroadcasting.com chat room. You can pick up the telephone, call in. Those with unlimited long distance using cell phones or any other programs, you know, and or from around Austin, Texas, you can call in at 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. As I like to say, from around America and around the world, you can call in toll free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are definitely welcome. You can also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at host@vocallocal.org. That's host@vocallocal.org. So simple. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and microbroadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Or if you just happen to have some hard copy information you'd like to send to me for my looking at, consideration, edification, information, or otherwise, you can reach me snail mail via William Roberts, P.O. Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Check that mailbox from time to time, about once a week, go into town, look at it. P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Something you'd like to mail to me, I'd certainly be interested in receiving it and looking at it. Again, our websites are vocallocal.org, ozarksvoter.info. The listener call-in number is 866-841-1065, and the Oracle chat room is open. Gold is taking the rumble seat near the $930 mark while the bigger fish get fried in Washington. Lots happening in the markets, but it's quite steady, if you will, and kind of a background issue today. Have tools will travel. Found an article that I'm not going to go into, but I'll just talk about it. But in Spain, skilled workers are basically making hay and altering their life in kind of a black market existence. We'll talk a little bit about that. Maybe part 10, if you wanted to consider that, in our ongoing study here in banking and freedom. Investment banking, public-private partnerships, all that's in the news today. Of course, we'll take your calls and much more. Let's start out here on this Friday morning with this break. After the break, we'll come back and go into the news. Be with you.
Amazon. Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Learn how to empower yourself and stop being a victim today.
You can practice complete banking secrecy, all while protecting your money and maintaining complete control over your finances.
The book Privacy Crisis has nearly 400 carefully researched pages that will teach you how to
live beneath the radar, escape stalkers, outwit identity thieves, prevent government phone tapping, stop criminals from hacking into your computer, make your money and assets invisible, stop wage garnishments, get a permanent driver's license, and much, much more.
You can sign up for Grant Hall's free info series at privacycrisis.com. Each course outlines powerful and proven strategies from one of the world's top privacy experts.
Here's your chance to begin learning what the pros know at privacycrisis.com. That website again is privacycrisis.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to the Friday, March the 27th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Again, my name is William Roberts. Let's go into those market news reports for today, Friday, March the 27th, 2009. Active trading, New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Gold was trading off $11.50 to $922.70. Everything seems to be down today. The silver was off 24 cents, trading at 13.28. Platinum was off $5 at 1,137. Palladium was off to a very bad start with a drop of $5, down at $217 an ounce. The Dow Jones Industrial Average last evening closed at 7,924.56. That was up 174.5 points. Notice that we're almost at an 8,000 Dow. That's a pretty strong move up over the last week. The NASDAQ, similarly, closed up 58.05 points to 1,587 or change. The USDX made a very strong, making a very strong move. It's up almost 100 basis points so far this morning, up 94 basis points at 85.04. Crude oil off $1.04, trading 53.30. The low and the high in the gold spot market, 9.18.10 for a low early on, 9.37.40. So there's about a, looks like a $17-$18 spread there shaping up so far. Year to year, a year ago from where it's at right now, we're down about $6.93 an ounce for a minus or an off 1.65%. over the year. But like they always say about gold, if you don't like the price today, just hang around a few minutes because it's changing. It's changing all the time. The market will close in about 7 hours. Now, let's look at those foreign exchange rates for today quickly. The Canadian dollar, 81 cents against the U.S. You take your 81 pennies U.S. to buy one Canadian dollar. The Mexican peso running about 7 cents U.S. The euro, you're going to have to dig deeper in your pocket, $1.33 to buy a euro. And the British pound is the winner in our list today at $1.43. All of those are down over yesterday's numbers, but they're down by infinitesimal fourth points after the digit type moves. So there's not much happening in there. We're not going to spend any more time really on the market news because there's very little happening. Lots of eyes are paying attention to what's happening from the administrative side of all of this insanity. And Obama, I guess, is going to wine and dine a little bit here with J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, Citigroup, and others trying to get some public buy-in or support for their bank plan. This is off Bloomberg by Juliana Goldman. As of March 27th, that would be today. President Barry the Usurper will seek support today from executives of the nation's largest banks for his plan to stabilize the financial system and to try to get beyond the furor over bailouts and the bonuses. The White House meeting at noon Washington time. Noon Washington time, say a couple hours from now. Pay real close attention to the stock market and the gold and stuff like that during the course of this meeting. Depending on what the little birdies are leaking out the back door, we might see some changes in the market reports today. Again, the White House is going to have a meeting at noon Washington time, and it's scheduled to include the chief executive officers of Vikram Pandit of Citigroup Inc., Jamie Dimon or Dimon of J.P. Morgan Chase & Company, Lloyd Blankfein of Goldman Sachs Group Inc., all headquartered in New York, so I guess they took the train down to Washington, coming to see the Black Jesus, as Lee Rogers likes to call him. There are among as many as 15 banking executives expected to attend, so there's going to be some rollout there from the White House kitchen, you can be sure. This is going to be quite the spread. Larry Summers, Obama's top economic advisor, said the meeting was a measure of the ties between the government and the banking industry at a time of economic crisis. Thanks, Larry. How astute observation. What a tie we have. And unfortunately, it's getting to be a very deep tie. I think they're going to forge this one out of iron. Here's a quote. This is about our duty to everything we can to support a robust and sustained economic expansion and the reality that the country's major financial institutions have a major role to play, Summers said. There's that robust and sustained. I mean, these people are so green, they probably have to mow their spines from time to time, but I guess they're just as green as they are, like watermelons, just as green as they are red. White House advisors said the meeting will focus on stabilizing financial markets. Well, I would hope the hell they do. Boosting lending to businesses and consumers, reducing foreclosures, and imposing regulatory overhaul rather than specific issues at individual institutions. This is this broad sweeping powers we spoke of yesterday. With the U.S. economic recovery tethered to the health of the financial industry, Obama, Barry the Usurper, has proposed a public-private partnership to soak up the bank's toxic assets and help unlock credit. You know, we've been talking about public-private partnerships in the supposedly anti-sustainable development movement now for years, almost decades. And now we're getting it right out of the chief of staff here, Obama. I'm just going to leave him alone. It's terribly important, here's a quote, it's terribly important that an environment of consensus replace the polarization of recent weeks. An environment of consensus meetings, facilitators, dialogue to consensus, these circle groups, and that's being real polite, these circle groups with their charts and their arrows and the professional facilitators and the change agents and the consultancies and the Tavistock Institute crawling out of everybody's shorts. An environment of consensus, replacing the polarization. I wouldn't want to be bipolar. The polarization of recent weeks, said former U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission Chairman Arthur Levitt. Levitt, Blankfein, Goldman Sachs. What a group. Matsos at noon, no doubt. Now a senior advisor to the Carlyle Group. How do you like that? Senior advisor to the Carlyle Group based in Washington and a board member of Bloomberg's LP, the parent of Bloomberg News, whose article I'm reading. It's essential to the business community that they be very much part of this process, he says. Continuing engagement. The gathering is the latest in a continuing engagement with the business community, advisors said. This is the advisors said. Experts say. Specialists report. So on and so forth. Advisors said. Barry the usurper, the unqualified one, has held meetings with Dimon, and Kenneth Chenol, the CEO of New York-based American Express Company, as well as Redmond, Washington-based, none other than Microsoft Chairman Bill Gates, over the last couple of months, they said. Again, that's just fluff. This is all old stuff thrown into this article to build up the length of it, I suppose. Industry representatives said they will underscore the connection between the success of the financial services industry and the broader economic recovery. Well, we'll pick it up on the other side, folks. Stay with us right here as we begin this daily broadcast.
Hi, folks. Doug Owen here for TeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
They say that you can travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Thank you.
And we've returned once again here, dialing in my time slot. Okay, there we go. Anywho, back to the article one more time. So we see that Bill Gates is coming. All these people are coming. Everybody's been talking. Well, Gates is not coming. They talked to him last time around. But for the economy again to recover, the stimulus to work, Main Street and Wall Street have to work hand in hand, said Rob Nichols, a former Treasury official and now the president of Financial Services Forum in Washington. So I'm just laying this out for you so that you get a good idea of what the next 4 years is going to entail as far as language changes is concerned. And we're going to have more of this sustainable mercenary claptrap spoon-fed to us than I'm sure most of us will be able to stand. But as they start laying it out, they're basically going to put this language system, this language game, this meta-language, this logical positivist game, language game, they're going to put this game into common parlance. Everyone will be able to speak this game or this language in the next 4 years, and everyone all the way down to school will just learn it and learn it well. Unfortunately, Agenda 21 is the agenda for the 21st century, and we're living it. Let's go in here. They're going to pick their brains. They're going to have to pick their brains out of their bottoms, I would imagine, now, because they'll be handing out nutcrackers and nut picks. They're going to pick their brains after weeks in which the White House was often sharply critical of excess at financial companies. The president wants to adopt a more collaborative approach. That's another key phrase, collaborative, interdependent, and so on and so forth. Here's a quote. We're reliant upon them to help rebuild our economy, close quote, said senior advisor Valerie Jarrett. Quote, it would be very unnatural if we didn't engage them and have a direct opportunity to pick their brains and look to the future. That's your visioning council. And when you pick somebody's brains, you sit there with your flip charts and your circles, you take in a consensus meeting, and you write down how everyone feels and what they think and what they believe. And the hell and be damned with facts and evidence and law. This sort of consensus meeting is all about how you feel and how you think and what you might believe. And, of course, they're going to pick their brains, and then they're going to vision 2020 together. Maybe they'll have a seance. Maybe they'll strip down to their loincloths and have a drum circle. I'm really not sure what they'll be doing in the White House, but I'm confident that will be interesting. This is the real big cast of characters here, along with Obama, Treasury Secretary Timmy Geithner, Jarrett and Summers will meet with the chief executive officers, also including Kenneth Lewis of Charlotte, North Carolina-based Bank of America Corp., John Mack of New York-based Morgan Stanley, John Stumpf of San Francisco-based Wells Fargo, Ronald Lug of Boston-based State Street Corp., and Robert Kelly of New York-based Bank of New York Mellon Corp. Now, for those other participants, are scheduled to include American Express's Chenal, Herbert Allison, President and CEO of Washington-based Fannie Mae, Frederick Waddell, CEO of Chicago-based Northern Trust, James Rohr, CEO of the Pittsburgh-based PNC Financial Services Group, Richard Davis, CEO of Minneapolis-based U.S. Bancorp. Man, anybody got a cluster bomb? Wow. That's a lot of brain power. That's a lot of money these guys are representing, and all these guys are going to be having lunch. They're going to be doing lunch at the White House today. The article continues here. It says, well, before I go in there, you know, how many of you can just see a show of hands for all the people in the audience listening all around the United States, hopefully, and all around the world? How many people have read G. Edward Griffin's Creature of Jekyll Island? Remember the quiet freight train that they took down there to Jekyll? For their little seance when they came up with the establishing the Federal Reserve System, the banking system? Well, this is another one of those seances. Mark this one on your calendar, folks. This is a meeting of some very, 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 very influential people. This represents the majority of the wealth of this nation, I'm afraid. Bad news day, March the 27th, 2009. 327. 27 is kind of a neat number, you know, because you add the 2 and the 7 together, you know, and that's a 9, which you can turn upside down, and it's a 6, and 3 9s to make 27, that's 666, and You get the point. Lots of details. The continuous here says there's just a lot of details. That's one of the things I know that is very much on the minds of some of these folks. They need to know more. Just lots of details. Well, let's get down to those details. Let's pin those details on the donkey. Did anyone bring any details? Said Bert Eli. Ellie, perhaps? Ellie Halevi? Bert Eli, Chief Executive Officer of Eli & Company, a financial institution and monetary policy consultant in Alexandria, Virginia. They can then, quote, provide input into how these issues are addressed legislatively. Once again, we talk about how legislation is formed. You go back and start in the very beginning of all of this sorrow. Go back into the late 1800s with the establishment of the American Banking Association. The American Banking Association then was instrumental in the creation of the American Bar Association. The American Bar Association was then instrumental in the creation of the Uniform Law Commission. And the Uniform Law Commission was instrumental in such various and sundry things as the Uniform Commercial Code and many, many, many other pieces of model legislation, codes, and acts with an intention and an outward result of sidestepping and circumventing the Constitution. And how we have all of these, the American Bankers Association here, as you can see in this list, the heads of the heads, and they're all arriving in Washington, and what are they going to do? They're going to provide input into how these issues are addressed legislatively. In other words, they'll probably hammer out the various and sundry legislative packages that they have already been prepared, no doubt, for years. But they'll be bringing along all of their legal beagles, or they'll be bringing along their briefs. And they'll be talking out of their briefs, even if they have to unzip to do it. And they'll be talking out of their briefs. And they'll be shaping the legislation that is going to alter our economic structure, and you can take it to their banks. The administration's plan, as if they have one, is dependent in part on the financial companies being willing to sell distressed assets at prices attractive enough to create a new market. In other words, you take all of this worthless, you know, distressed asset, all this worthless paper, and they're going to need to sell it at prices that are attractive enough to create a new market. What kind of a market is this going to be? The distressed asset market? What kind of a shopping cart would we need there? And enable the banks to start lending, which they have been rather reluctant to do. We're going to find out a little bit more about that when we start into this idea of getting a better understanding of investment banking in just a few moments. But to enable the banks to start lending, which they've been reluctant to do. One of the reasons why the banks and everybody else is reluctant to lend right now is that the interest rates are at zero, and so, my goodness and gracious, why would anyone want to make a loan when there's no interest earnings? If I were to come to you and ask you to loan me $10,000 and I was going to give you nothing in return for the money and you were going to get to carry all the risk, how excited would you be with a proposal like that? What kind of collateral would you require of me? Here's another quote. A recovery based on public-private partnership, it's right in your face now, folks, will depend to a large extent on the business community believing that they are in a partnership rather than enthralled politicians and a punishing public that wants to extract the last ounce of blood, Levitt said. Well, I think it's about time to water the patriot tree with a little bit of tyrant blood. What do you say? Look back. Stay with me.
You are now listening to Oracle Broadcast, the home of Cutting Edge Talk Radio.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Prime Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book, exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we're back here at the bottom of the hour, the first hour of today's two-hour broadcast. My name again is William Roberts. It is March 27th, 2009. The call-in number is 866-841-1065 if you'd like to be part of the broadcast today. Also in the Austin area, you can call in 512-904-8014. Back to this article here. It's going to be quite a powwow in Washington. Dwelling on this just a little bit because I think there's going to be some very important offerings coming out of this particular meeting. You don't get this kind of power and this kind of concentration of wealth all in the same place at the same time at great considerable risk. You're talking about some very serious, you know, money behind all of this, and I'm sure that I have no idea how many of the nation's finest are going to be guarding this confab, but there's a considerable amount of risk putting this kind of brain power and this kind of money in the same room at the same time, the same place on the planet Earth. Anyhow, let's go into this just a little bit more, and then we'll go into some encyclopedia work and some other places. Again, meeting with Geithner. This is what we're talking about here, this meeting with Geithner and Barry the Usurper. Administration officials downplayed the need to strengthen ties that may have been frayed over the fallout from AIG. Several executives have criticized the administration's anti-Wall Street rhetoric. Its stress test to monitor banks' health and its restrictions imposed by the Troubled Asset Relief Program affecting lending, foreclosures, and pay and perks. The capital injection, the U.S. Treasury in October injected again more than $120 billion from the TARP program into 9 of the biggest U.S. banks. More than 500 banks, insurers, and credit card companies applied for capital, and the government has distributed almost $300 billion. That's B with a billion. Lenders, including Bank of America, U.S. Bancorp, and New York based Goldman Sachs, have said they, quote unquote, wanted to give the TARP money back. They don't want nothing to do with this program. They know that the fire's coming right out of hell for them. And Diamond of New York based J.P. Morgan this month called on government officials to stop demonizing Wall Street.
It's just hurting our country at this point, they cried.
Yeah, right. When I hear the constant vilification of corporate America, I personally don't understand it, Diamond said in a speech earlier this month, hosted by the U.S. Chambers of Commerce in Washington. U.S. Bancorp's Davis called TARP a, quote-unquote, lousy program. Last month, during a speech in Minneapolis, and Wells Fargo Chairman Richard Kovacevic, I don't know where he's from, said the stress test policy is asinine. That's his word, not mine, quote-unquote, asinine. The atmospherics have to improve, said Eli, or Ellie. Today's meeting signals that, quote, the policymakers are listening and trying to deal with this in a positive, constructive manner and moving past all the blaming and finger-pointing and demonizing. Well, all this blaming, finger-pointing, and demonizing is definitely focused on the right group. Now let's just figure out whether or not Barry and the boys can do something intelligent for once. It'd be an amazement to me. Going back into and finding out a little bit more, you know, we got the round table right there. Out of the Encyclopedia America, Volume 3, B, the Bird's Foot, Volume 3, 1829 to 1951. This encyclopedia was copyrighted in 1951, a 1951 original. Opened very carefully in front of me. This might even be hemp paper, I don't know, with India ink. It's very beautiful, real nice, lasting a long time here. Anyway, out of this encyclopedia article, we went into it. We've been reading various parts and pieces out of it. This is a huge article on banking written in 1951 by various authors with lengthy bibliographies at the end of each section so that you can go in and do more independent research around these various issues. But let's go in and take a look at the investment banking and try and come up to speed with what is investment banking. If I were to ask everybody to sit down with a pen and a paper and write a 100-page summary or 100-page theme, you know, turning your theme paper by the end of the hour on what is investment banking. Without reading this, most people might be able to go as much as perhaps the first sentence and not much past that. Maybe 1 out of 100 could tell you what investment banking is, was, how it works, and so on. So I think it's worth going into these little vignettes that we do here in our homeschool classroom so that we're at least as intelligent as anybody that's going to be in this room meeting at noon today, certainly those representing us in government. Here's an investment banking article, and I'll share it with you. Investment banking is the system by which investment capital is made available. All right? It's the system by which investment capital is made available. And there's 2 points that follow. For the uses of industrial enterprise, and 2, for civil loans, i.e., loans to municipalities, states, and countries. So there's investment capital that floats around there. Now, early on, I don't know whether I mentioned it before on this broadcast, but I'll just say it in summary. Early on, our country, the colonies, and then the United States of America, the several sovereign states joined together in a federal union, accompanied in a compact, our country was divided around 2 primary issues. One, and those largely Jefferson, Thomas Jefferson largely a spokesman for, one was those that had wealth in land. And then there was another principal group, another dividing point in the country, and those were they that had wealth and capital that were seeking outlets in industry. So we have the idea from Adam Smith, the wealth of nations, you know, land, labor, and capital. That represents the wealth of a nation. And then we've got this idea that there was a division between those that had wealth and land, and certainly there was a tremendous abundance of available land on this continent in the beginning, and really is in many regards still today if they don't give it all the way to China. And then there's this other group that have wealth in capital seeking outlets in industry. And so investment banking is the system by which investment capital is made available for the uses of industrial enterprise and or for civil loans, loans made to municipalities, to states, and to countries. An enterprise is in need of capital, or a state or a county, for instance, needs money for the construction of roads or public buildings. It is the function of the investment banker to stand between his clients who have money to lend and the corporation or the municipality which wants to borrow, and to see that needed capital is provided. And so yesterday, when we saw that Geithner was proposing these broad and wide sweeping powers to be able to go in and to seize any banking institution that had the ability or had the capacity to be able to put our banking system at risk, he was basically looking at these investment banks. Continuing, the whole system of investment banking as constituted today, and again, this was 1951, things have changed, but we can get a good start here and then add to this information with more modern research. But the whole system of investment banking as constituted today presupposes the ability on the part of those engaged in it to draw capital from their clients for whatever purposes required. To draw capital from their clients for whatever purposes are required. And so when you hear people like Sullivan and many others that are out there that just happen to have, you know, George Soros and stuff, they just happen to have tremendous amount of capital, the investment banker stands between the need for capital and those that have the capital and acts as the broker or the go-between or the median, making these changes or exchanges, these loans happen. So that's the purpose of this investment banker. The XYZ Railroad, for instance, operates a system of electric lines. This dates the article, doesn't it? Very few electric lines left in America, not even in San Francisco. Well, they might have a few. Decides to spend $1 million on certain improvements, which it feels will greatly increase its revenue. The road, the railroad, that is, they used to call them just the road, not having that much free cash on hand, appeals to some investment banking house, like the Rothschilds, for instance, or J.P. Morgan, or Citigroup, or Citibank, or somebody else. They appeal to some investment banking house for the money, offering to pay for it such and such a rate of interest and, as security, to give the lenders a mortgage on the property to be acquired. This proposition having been made, the investment banker proceeds to make an independent examination, and his engineers, having satisfied themselves as to the safety and productivity of the loan, informs the railroad that he stands ready to advance the capital required. In other words, that he will purchase from them, at a certain price, such and such an amount of bonds or stocks. We'll pick it up on the other side. Stay with us.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Learn how to empower yourself and stop being a victim today.
You can practice complete banking secrecy, all while protecting your money and maintaining complete control over your finances.
The book Privacy Crisis has nearly 400 carefully researched pages that will teach you how to
live beneath the radar, escape stalkers, outwit identity thieves, prevent government phone tapping, stop criminals from hacking into your computer, make your money and assets invisible, stop wage garnishments, get a permanent driver's license, and much, much more.
You can sign up for Grant Hall's free info series at privacycrisis.com. Each course outlines powerful and proven strategies from one of the world's top privacy experts.
Here's your chance to begin learning what the pros know at privacycrisis.com. That website again is privacycrisis.com.
Hi folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
Oh, isn't it great just to be able to get things off your chest? If it wasn't for these morning broadcasts, I'd probably be completely raving, stark raving, insanely mad. But like therapy, we'll continue. Yes, it is a bit like Greek when you get into this stuff, folks. It is like Latin. It is like Hebrew, largely because it was written by those Latins and Hebrews that came up with all of this financial Edenonics, if you will. Nevertheless, whether we like it or whether we dislike it, whether we understand it or whether we completely misunderstand it, this sort of stuff is going to continue, and it's likely to continue for some time. And, you know, right now the bankers are out in the open. The whole system is out in the open. You know, they got their pants down. They're standing by the highway, exposed to the whole world. And the people all around the world are looking at this den of thieves, this pit of vipers, these money changers, these money lenders, and all of the various blowback that they've caused, the grief that it caused worldwide for centuries and centuries, and with the interconnectedness and the interdependence of the internet, the curtain, the veil has been rent in the temple, the money temple, the money changers temple. You know, the almighty dollar is the only object of worship to the positivists in their temple, where the lady is the goddess. And the veil has been rent from top to bottom. And so let's figure out a little bit more about investment banking so that we can understand what's happening around us. We see these sorts of things floated into the newspaper. You can't build a school without an investment banker. The schools, the municipalities, you can't have a water project in your area without an investment banker. And so if you know how to read your daily newspaper, and as you're driving around, as your eyes open up to some of this stuff, you'll be able to see who are the actors, the stakeholders, the public-private partnership players right where you are. You go to a school board meeting and you find that there is an investment banker that always seems to come out whenever they're talking about new schools. You look in the back row or two and you find some of the people who are likely to be those that buy these bond debts sitting right there. So, anyway, let's go back into it. Again, this article was talking about the idea of expanding or making improvements on a XYZ railroad company's lines on their roads. The proposition having been made, the investment banker then proceeds to make an independent examination, and again, his engineers, having satisfied themselves as to the safety and the productivity of the loan, informs the railroad that he stands ready to advance the capital required. Now, what has happened? What went wrong in this particular situation that we're faced with right now? Well, Dorothy, the investment bankers were looking at all of this, what they call toxic garbage, these residential and commercial loans made to people who have absolutely zero credit worthiness, basically on the skirts of the presidential decision directive to make loans available for everyone so that everybody could live at the same level as Wally and June Cleaver, even if their back was still dripping wet on their swim across the river into the United States. So everybody got a chance to sit at the table and make loans, but instead of having the investment banker going out and proceeding around and making independent and qualified examination of these various and sundry loan proposals and loan packages, they just bundled them all up and marketed them off to somebody else, pawning it all off on some other unsuspecting person, a person as in a corporation person. And then, of course, those things were picked up by individuals, and then the security, it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. These things just go round and round. The school proposes a new school, and so they float bonds to build the school, and then the school's retirement group, the people that secure their retirement funds, they invest in the same companies and in the same bonds of the schools that they're building, and blah, blah, blah. It goes round and round and round, and the reason why it's all unraveling is because it was all based on smoke and mirrors, and now everybody's ox is getting gored. And so let's find out a little bit more about it, follow down in here just a little deeper. Lengthy article, very fine print. Let me see if I can find the place to go again. It is not, of course, his own money which the investment banker figures on advancing. Understand that? It's not his money that he's advancing. Familiarity with the markets, the price of capital, and the standing of the concern which wants to borrow enables him to estimate at just about what price he will be able to dispose of the securities to be issued. Key phrase in there, the standing of the concern. I've mentioned this numerous times, you know, as the audience is listening to the THX sound system here on Oracle, as the audience is listening, I keep bringing out specific things, part by part, piece by piece, link by link. Rather than trying to dump it all on you like just tipping a wheelbarrow over in the garden, trying to bring out stuff a little bit at a time, but there's this key phrase in here. There's two of them. It's the standing of this various concern. Now, when I am reading from Agenda 21 and we talk about the environmental and developmental concerns, regular listeners are starting to become aware that when I'm talking about environmental and developmental concerns, I'm talking about businesses. I'm talking about corporations, international, transnational corporations, whose principal focus is either in environmental profit-taking, if you will, products and services, goods, products and services, or developmental goods, products, and services. So you've got the Halliburton, the KBR, you know, the khakis and all that. You've got the Monsantos. You've got Blackhawk. There's lots of other stuff in there. There's places that I don't really want to go on air. Clients that I've worked with in the past, for instance. Large developing companies. Large engineering companies, large real estate companies, the environmental and the developmental concerns. Then you bring in all of the rest of the group, like the Sierra Club, the World Wildlife Federation, and all of them. These are all environmental and developmental concerns. And so the investment banker has to look at the standing of the concern. What is their standing? What is their legal capacity? Can they be sued? Do they have a pocket to reach into? Or is this just the Bowery bum, you know, hogging his Mad Dog 2020 down on the end of the street? No, of course not. So they have to understand the standing of the of the concern, the business, the corporation. How well could they withstand a sudden reversal on the part of this XYZ railroad company? If XYZ railroad company goes broke, what is the standing of George Soros to be able to withstand a loss? Is Soros going to fire up his legal counsel and go after Madoff for gouging him out of bilking him out of a bunch of money? Or is Soros' standing such that he says, well, you know, that's not that much of a loss, I'll just write it off. Continuing, familiarity with the markets, the price of capital, and the standing again of the concerns which want to borrow enables him to estimate at just about what price he will be able to dispose of the securities to be issued. We talk about the Dow Jones Industrial Average each day. Securities, stocks, equities, futures, all of that. For a certain type of stock or bond issued by a certain type of borrower, he knows his clientage will be willing to pay just about such and such a price. He figures, for instance, that counting all of the costs of retailing, he'll be able to parcel out $1 million worth of high-grade bonds at a net price to him of 98. A price somewhere between 90 and 95 would, therefore, be about what he would offer the railroad for the bonds. The difference between what he paid for the bonds and what he got for them by distributing them among his clients would constitute his net profit on the transaction. So we can see that there's a little bit to this, but some of it is almost snake oil in capacity. If you want to make money in this market, you need to spend time studying it, and then you need to develop a clientage, names on your list. Go into it a little bit. Well, we're just about out. We'll come back on the other side after this, the top of the hour break, and continue this. But I think you can see that there's a lot to this problem, and it's not going to be solved with a bullhorn from the sidewalk. Stay with us. We'll be back on the other side for hour number two.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
History will always remember those strongest voices. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Long live the revolution.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to the Friday, March 27, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local as we start the second hour. We're coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. I'm on the web. They're on the web. You can check out my little website, vocallocal.org. Some one of these days I'll find a webmaster that has the time to work on it. OzarksVoter.info, a much more informative and extensive website, another good place to look for property rights issues, freedom issues. My name is William Roberts, and I like to say I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you today. In the first hour, we went over a lot of financial stuff. We're still really talking about financial things, but we've departed from the daily financial news and the market reports. And now we're going to an inquiry into investment banking. What is investment banking? What do we need to know about investment banking, and how relevant is it? How relevant is it? You know, Aristotle wrote in his Logic, there were five inductive criteria by which you could judge various things to find out whether or not it was worth your time to continue studying. Here are those five. Number one is relevance. Relevance. Is a study of investment banking today relevant? Well, we're going to have a big meeting in noon in the White House with lots of these banking houses. I suppose you might say that investment banking could be relevant. Also, yesterday we reported on Timothy Geithner looking for broad sweeping powers for the Fed and for the Gov to be able to come in and seize banks and other things. So they're looking at broad sweeping powers. I guess a study of investment banking may today be relevant. Is it testable? Is the information that I present on these broadcasts testable? Absolutely. Not only do I give you my references, but I refrain from paraphrasing as much as I can, and I just read you the document so that you can see it for yourself, judge for yourself, ad-lib and expand on your own from your own research. So, yes, it's testable. Compatibility with previously well-established hypotheses? Absolutely. I'm reading from a 1951 encyclopedia. We've had 57 years advance of this cancerous growth known as investment banking since the time this article was written, and many of the fathers and grandfathers and perhaps even some of the people who will be meeting with Barry the Usurper at the White House were alive and well in 1951. Is it predictive or does it have explanatory powers? Absolutely. If we can understand this super social disease that so certainly besets our nation, if we can understand what's going down here, if we can understand the investment banking, if we can understand all of the hard research that went into the creation of the creature from Jekyll Island, that book by G. Everett Griffin, if we can understand this stuff, then it does have predictive or explanatory power because we can see where they might be going. We can find that high ground or that narrow path before they have arrived to get ourselves positioned there so that we're ready to do some serious business when we need to. And is it simple? I try and keep it as simple as I possibly can. We touch on complex issues on this broadcast. We bring in all kinds of philosophical, political, theological, ideological underpinnings for these various and sundry global things. And in just even trying to give a brief definition of where we try and go on this broadcast, you can see the magnitude of the study that's required to do it. I've been after this for many years, a large library. So I try and bring the very most credible material to the table. So all in all, we have relevance, testability, compatibility with previously well-established hypotheses. We have plenty of predictive or explanatory power, and we try and keep things simple. And if we can understand the exchange-traded funds that may be coming down the pike here, and that there are date setters that are out there, you know, no one knew about 2012 when I started asking about 2012, but everybody knows about it now. So maybe I get on to things a little earlier than others, years ahead on that one. But anyway, stay with us. We'll be right back and continue this study of investment banking.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy. Prime Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book, exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again on the Friday, March the 27th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local as we start the second hour. And if you were away at the top of the hour with any of our affiliates or micro-broadcasters on your news and station ID in the previous hour, we talked about the market reports, the financial information, some financial news, and brought out that there's going to be a big confab at the White House today. Many of the nation's big banks are sending their CEOs to meet with Geithner and Barry the Usurper and the boys down there, and they're going to try and hammer out the new economic order. And so we're paying attention to that. But we're also going into an article here on investment banking, trying to get a better idea of just what is investment banking, how does it work, and why is it important for us. You know, one of the real problems, and John Narberth, not writing back in 1712, warned the heads of various parties, the parties and the factions of his time, he warned the heads of parties against believing their own lies. So once you get into this habit of telling lies, once your nose starts to grow and, you know, Pinocchio's nose starts to grow and the woodcutter has to follow you around and lop off cordwood on the end of your nose and cart it away for sale in a wheelbarrow, once Geppetto's little boy just starts to grow his nose for lying, the problem with liars is that they inevitably wind up having to tell more lies to cover their other lies, and eventually they get so balled up in a ball of lies that they're no longer able to discern the truth, or they begin to believe their own lies, and that's precisely what Mr. Arbuthnot was trying to warn against in his Art of Political Lying, published in 1712. You know, you've got to have a kind of extensive library to read books like that. But one thing, and you can go back to Francis Bacon for this, that we are very beholden to Machiavelli and others that write about what men do and not what about what they ought to do. And here on this broadcast, of course, that was out of Bacon's Advancement of Learning book too, but on this broadcast, what I'm trying to do is to talk about the things that people are doing and look forward to what we need to be doing to improve our position, always moving into greater and greater freedom and away from tyranny as this new world order begins to advance. If we can continue to find positions of freedom, I like to consider them systems of freedom, if we can continue to build systems of freedom around us and insulate ourselves, then we can just simply say no and block globalism as it transitions from global to local. And because we're 5 to 7 years ahead of their plans there, and knew that it was going to transition from global to local, and that localism was going to become a hot button, and that the public-private partnership was going to become the rule of day and the new governance, well then, we're in a better position to take action right where we are. Back to this article on investment banking. In theory, a corporation wanting to borrow money by selling new securities advertises in the investment market for his bids and sells the securities to the highest bidders. In practice, not quite the same as theory, in practice, nearly every large and here railroad or industrial concern, once again, key phrase, concern, burn it in your mind, it's been taken out of the language. They don't want you to know that when they say concerns, oh, I'm very concerned for your feelings or your interest, you know, so on and so forth. Concern, well, I got my handkerchief out, I'm wringing it. No, concern is a business. My friends, it's a corporation. It's a legal fiction. It's an entity. So back again, in practice, nearly every large railroad or industrial concern has its own bankers to whom the business is invariably given. As I mentioned, if you attend your school board meetings, if you go to the city council meetings, if you go to the county council meetings, just like the ambulance chasing lawyers that cluster, well, I won't say what I was going to say, but they cluster in and around these various meetings, you'll oftentimes as well find a banker. Sometimes you'll even find a banker sitting on the school board, and he's the one that's always advocating for more schools. Why? Because his company profits. He floats the loans. He does the bonds. He sells the securities, and so on. Sometimes you'll find an insurance agent sitting up there on the school board. Sometimes you'll find a realtor sitting up there. These are all the special interests, the concerns, the public-private partnership, the inside traders, if you will. They're all the ones that you can just visualize the big P on their forehead as they're sitting there for profit. Sustainable mercenaries and Congress hoes. For this, there is good reason. The investment house, which is going to interest its clients largely in the securities of a corporation, assumes a certain moral obligation. At least they did in 1951, when there were still some moral people in this country. To be safe, in other words, the banker has got to be close to the property he is financing and to remain close to it and in touch with its affairs. He cannot therefore spread his efforts in too many directions. And largely the problems that we're seeing right now in our economic system is because there were no moral people involved. They got off into this derivatives game, a roulette wheel, where they had nothing really to lose and everything possible to gain. And so if you have nothing to lose and everything to gain, then, you know, damn the torpedoes and full speed ahead. And they did. And now, though, like the Titanic, they hit the daggum iceberg square on. Gradually, in consequence, each investment banking house gathers round itself a certain number of enterprises with whose affairs it is particularly familiar and whose securities it becomes particularly fitted to handle. So you would have certain investment banking houses that would deal with GM and Chrysler, you know, Daimler and Ford and so on. You'd have others who would be involved with pensions. You would have others that would be involved with insurance and so on and so forth. banking houses, investment banking houses. And the Federal Reserve wants to have broad sweeping powers to be able to seize these various banks now. The methods by which the investment banking house, having purchased and paid for a block of new securities, proceeds to distribute these securities and thus reimburse itself, vary according to the nature and the size of the issue. How many bonds, how much money are we talking about? Remember, we talked about what was going on in Qatar, Abu Dhabi, Dubai, with the investment into infrastructure and oil and housing and residential development in Iraq. Same program. There are those that follow around, you know, Kellogg Brown and Root. They're familiar with the level of risk of going in and investing in infrastructure and stuff in the middle of a theater of war, so to speak. And they have certain investors who have pockets that are deep enough to be able to sustain the losses in the hope of reaping great rewards for going in and making plunder and coercion, making profit on plunder and coercion of foreign peoples in foreign lands. War is hell, but it's great business. Folks, we'll be back in a few minutes. Stay with us and listen for our sponsors.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Learn how to empower yourself and stop being a victim today.
You can practice complete banking secrecy, all while protecting your money and maintaining complete control over your finances.
The book Privacy Crisis has nearly 400 carefully researched pages that will teach you how to
live beneath the radar, escape stalkers, outwit identity thieves, prevent government phone tapping, stop criminals from hacking into your computer, make your money and assets invisible, stop wage garnishments, get a permanent driver's license, and much, much more.
You can sign up for Grant Hall's free info series at privacycrisis.com. Each course outlines powerful and proven strategies from one of the world's top privacy experts.
Here's your chance to begin learning what the pros know at privacycrisis.com. That website again is privacycrisis.com.
Hi folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth a thousand keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
Thank you.
for those of you that listen to the broadcast on a regular basis, you know, when I bring things like this out, let's say we're bringing out and talking about investment banking as we are today, and again, I'm referring to a 1951 Encyclopedia Americana, that would be a good time for you to perhaps go in and find other places, go into Wikipedia. They have expanded hot articles that you can click on all of the links, click through and stuff like that, and find out more about it from on a more current level. But typically, I'm trying desperately not to waste your time. I so value every moment of airtime that I have been graciously granted by Oracle, but I also value every moment that our listeners invest listening to these broadcasts. You know, it is imminently possible to spend every waking moment sitting in front of a computer, listening to online chat or talk radio, and just basically spending all of your time doing things on the computer. But what I try and do, my goal here, is to lay out a long course of study, information that has come to me over many years, and I'm kind of sparing you, if there's any good news brought out on this broadcast, I'm trying to spare you all the thousands and thousands of useless pages of reading that you sometimes have to go through in order to find those kernels, those nuggets, those real gems. And so I go through all of my books in the morning. I get up about 5 o'clock and go through my books sometimes the night before and sometimes in the morning and find those little gems and try and string them out like so many fine pearls and leave the fluff to somebody else. The guy with the bullhorn. Anyway, let's go into this a little bit further here. But these are things you could do during the day. You can actually expand your understanding of these topics by looking at modern research as we go through each of these topics. I'm trying to shuffle some papers here now. I've got them all in order. The methods and then lastly, I'll just simply say this. Many of the books that I have are hard to find. They say, you know, dig out a set of encyclopedias out of the dumpster in the back of a library and pick up a few other hardbounds at the same time or crawl around on my hands and knees in a flea market someplace. Some of these books are long out of print, and they weren't popular enough in their day to actually demand or qualify for republication. So I might have an original first edition that was discarded out of a college library. I have several of those, by the way, because they were controversial in nature and that the information was against the regular thread, the line of reasoning. And so the books were just jettisoned. And in that way, suppressio veri, suppressio veri, the legal maxim, the suppression of the truth, which constitutes fraud, by the way, suppressio veri rules the day. And so hopefully some of these various and sundry old musty, dusty, sometimes moth-eaten, sometimes torn up and marked up, and sometimes just moldy books that I've read will have these little gems and grains of truth for us. And you can't find these on the web. So you can go add to the material that I bring out and round out your education, if you will, your own personal expansion of your knowledge in the truth. The methods by which the investment banking houses, again, having purchased and paid for a block of new securities, proceeds to distribute these securities and thus reimburse itself vary according to the nature and the size of the issue. If the issue is a very large one, the chances are that the bonds will be resold not to the individual investment public direct, but rather to a syndicate of smaller investment houses by whom the final distribution is or will be affected. And so these are the resellers. These are the resellers. And they're even further removed. This is like a drug deal, all right? You start off with Afghan Pure, whatever it might be that they have Pure in Afghan. I think you understand, some kind of a powder. But by the time, you know, it goes to from there, it goes from the field into the hands of the warlord, and from the warlord it goes to the Jesuit coadjutor or somebody. It goes over to the Vatican for distribution through their rat lines or some other method down to Israel. Comes across in matzo balls or something, and it arrives finally either to the Cosa Nostra or the Casa Nostra. It arrives finally someplace in Mexico, Paraguay, Uruguay, or otherwise, loads onto the back of a coyote, and they dash across the finish line and get it into the country. And then they get picked up by somebody's van and they get swept off either to LA or New York, San Francisco, Dallas, whatever. And then others come involved in it. But every time it pauses, every time it changes hands, somebody needs to make a profit. Somebody takes something out of it. And so what happens is it just gets admixed and admixed and admixed with other things. It becomes less and less and less pure. That's called stepping on the drug. And by the time it finally gets to the distributor in your neighborhood, this reseller, back to our investment analogy here, by the time it gets back to the person that's actually putting it on the street, he has no way of knowing, because he's not intelligent enough, not well enough equipped, he has no way of knowing whether he's dealing with good drugs or not good drugs, other than tasting it or trying it himself at his own great risk, or giving it to his friends, which is the usual case, seeing whether or not they go into some kind of catatonic state or flip out. And if his friends and dog doesn't go crazy, then he gets he'll street it or try it himself. But then they street it, they put the drug out there, and then that's where the consequences are felt. So in the same situation, depending on the size of the issue and how many different resellers have to get involved with these various toxic assets, it's that last person, the chump on the street, the neighborhood dealer, that really gets burned. He's also the one that gets picked up. The big insiders, the big guys, they seldom get picked up. And so all of the attention is always on the whore and the drug dealer on the street, rather than the huge, huge machine behind them. Because it's easy to go ahead and penalize the one on the street. That's easy. That's a safe move for a small town courtroom. Anywho, let's get into this and keep going. If, on the other hand, the issue is a moderate, a moderate one in size, the chances are against its passing through any other banker's hands. So if you've got a relatively small offering and it's rather prime and choice, it may just be an in-house deal. The house purchasing the bonds in that case is far more likely to offer the bonds direct to its own clients. And this is important as well. All right. It's like, again, using our drug dealer analogy. If the offering is direct and you've got some Afghani hashish or something like that, and you know the origin and the source, the drug dealer might just offer it to his own close circle of friends, if you will, his clients, as opposed to putting it on the street. The better the quality of the deal, that always gets held back. You could use the same analogy with a good wine or a good scotch, for instance, or something like that, or a homebrew beer. You keep the good stuff for yourself and you pass it out to your friends, your clients. They'll pay the most for it because they trust that you always bring them only the best. Now, the article continues. Again, we're talking about investment banking, not hoes and not drugs. There are a number of ways in which this is done. Circularizing and direct personal salesmanship are the two most important. Circularizing and direct personal salesmanship. And so the idea of these guys in the $5,000 suits and the Lexus and all of that and the $5 million Manhattan penthouse and the private parties and all of that, those are all costs of doing business. If you've ever been a real estate broker, or if you've ever done direct sales or selling things on commission, you have to generate, you have to generate and cultivate circles of influence. And you can do that through dinner parties and barbecues in the backyard. It's important to keep that in mind. We'll be back on the other side and continue our study of investment banking. Stay with us.
As America limps on its last legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home for the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science,
free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned right here on Become Vocal Local on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. The call-in number, folks, is 866-841-1065. Back to this article, Banks and Bankings, the Clearinghouses. We're talking about the investment banks here. Just a simple encyclopedia article and just trying to expound on it, if I can, analyze it a little bit as we go through it. Make it modern, make it personalized. But this idea that there's a number of ways in which these sales is done, circularizing and direct personal salesmanship, again, are the two most important. Every investment banking house of any account has a large list of actual and prospective clients. And I would say that many companies do that. Even I on this radio network here, for all the time that I've done it, these Become Vocal Local broadcasts here and elsewhere, I have lots of emails that come into me, and I keep a loyal listeners club email list, so to speak. And if I make a move from station to station or time changes or things like that, I can get out to the listeners. So there's nothing unusual about this. It's just sound business practice. But nevertheless, you know, in the old days when we did this all by hand, you'd call it your Rolodex, you know. You fill out Rolodex cards, and all your friends, your acquaintances, all of your prospects in the sales business, there are prospects, and then there are suspects, and then there are clients, and then there are customers, if you will. Everyone in the world is a suspect, and so everyone in the world could be in your Rolodex, but that would be a little bit much. So the next one is then you have prospects. Those are prospective customers, and so that's kind of like a winnowing down or a narrowing down. And then you have your actual customers. And from your customers, they might be a one-time purchaser. And then from the customers to repeat business, those could be your clients and so on. And then you'd have your insiders and so on. And so it all just starts to build in that fashion. And it doesn't matter which group you're involved with, if you're involved with groups at all, or what kind of a business or a profession that you're engaged in. These sorts of things are just going to be repeating phenomena because this is the course of affairs in the business world. So you have to be careful about what lists you're on, obviously. Try and get yourself off lists you don't want to be on. You don't want to be included by name as a member of something that you've never officially joined. That's dangerous in a way, especially in the sneak and peek and group, grab and grope society that we are starting to live in now as Obama, Barry the usurper, begins to unleash his babushka squads on us. But anyway, to this list, which in the case of some of the larger houses runs up to 20 or even 30,000 names, and I would imagine that today it's in many more names than that. In the 1950s, managing 20 to 30,000 names on a customer, a prospect, a suspect list was an enormous task and took quite a staff to do it. Today you can manage a list like that on the internet or on the computer with ease. But anyway, these new securities are then offered. By no means, again, from the article here, is the offering necessarily limited to the existing list. Advertising, both in newspapers and magazines, and we could say, and today on the internet and elsewhere, today plays an important part in investment banking. And so you don't really know who's coming in and who's buying things just because they have called in and said, well, I'd like to buy an ounce of gold or something. They want to buy into these securities. You don't really know who's buying what and where the money's going. You could just be dealing with somebody's broker who's a broker for somebody else. Through its countless new names, are each year added to investment bankers' lists, and through its vast amounts of new securities, are each year being actually sold. So, through these lists, these countless lists, the new names, all of these new various securities come along. And if you're in the business of doing securities and things like that, if you're in the business of selling insurance policies and that, you don't labor over every single name and over every single list. When you're looking at these various and sundry lists, oftentimes, depending on what it is you're doing, you're not actually seeing mom and dad sitting there in their living room. You're just looking at a name. And sometimes it's those corporate names. It's the last name, comma, first name deal, all caps. So it doesn't need to be considered as a personal attack that these people have defrauded so many people. Those people were just on the list, so to speak. It's an impersonalization, if you will. Continuing here, in the investment banking business, the day of large profits is a thing of the past. Well, that's questionable. Well, at least perhaps in those days it was a thing of the past. Or maybe we just need to understand what he's talking about when he says large profits. The author continues and says, it used to be the case that for the banker bringing out the securities, even of a corporation of established credit, like GM or General Electric or DuPont, there was a profit running often in excess of 10%. The establishment of the public service commissions all over the country, key phrase there. We've been going back, and if we have time today, we will again go back to Free to Choose, the personal statement by Milton and Rose Friedman. Because what we've found, that from 1913's forward, we have from the alphabet soup of Franklin Delano Roosevelt, from that day forward, we've had this alphabet soup of government regulators and interregulators and agencies and administrators that have come on board, oft-time fleshed out by the very people that they were intended to regulate. Those are the ones sitting at the board, and they'll be the ones sitting at the table with Barry the usurper and Timmy Geithner in about 1 hour's time or less. Maybe they're already seating now. Maybe their limousines are coming into the White House driveway now. At noon in Washington, this great confab of the globe or the United States elite, the bankers, elite bankers in this country, are going to descend on the White House. That's how the broadcast began today. The establishment, again, of public service commissions all over the country and the greater degree of supervision now exercised by the Interstate Commerce Commission. We talked about that. We can go to that article directly in Milton and Rose's book. In the Friedman's book. it didn't exactly do what it was intended to do. It started off with all of the clamoring people wanting to have something done about the rates of the railroad companies, where somebody would have maybe a 100-mile line in Illinois, and all of the other lines had to pass through their line to get on off to Jersey and New York, and so they had to pay an exorbitant amount of money to use that one 100-mile section. And some people felt that that was wrong, and so they came in and they agitated and lobbied for some kind of an interstate commerce commission so that they could make uniform all of the various and sundry rates for passengers and for freight on the trains. But as I like to say, you have to be careful what you wish for in this world, because they got their wish and then we got the shaft. Once the Interstate Commerce Commission came in and created this uniformity, once they create universal freight charges, you know, you can just go right to the dictionary again and find that universal is really synonymous with Catholic. So once they established the Catholic rate structure, then the prices for everything went through the roof. And in the end, it wound up destroying passenger use of railroads, and now we're saddled up with this thing called Amtrak. Anyway, free market is the place to go, folks, not to these various groups. But again, just as then, now today, everyone's clamoring for some kind of broad sweeping powers, and in those days, the Interstate Commerce Commission had its power, came into existence, and had power over the railroad's finances, and that, according to this author, put a stop to the large profits in investment banking in that time. Industrial and manufacturing concerns, once again, reiterating the word concerns, it is only up until modern times, only in the last 15 or 20 years, that the word concerns has been dropped out, because they don't want you to be aware of what a concern is any longer. They want you to think in corporations, in those, you know, legal fiction, corporate IDs, and all of the various and sundry logos. Every one of these sunrises and Osiris penises across America that you see every day, inundated on the television set and in magazines and other places. They don't want you to think about concerns. They want you to focus on the corporate logo. And forget about the people behind the scenes, the corporation that runs the business. Anyway, industrial and manufacturing concerns not being subject to such supervision are in some instances still being made to pay heavily for their money. But even here, the profits of the investment banker are nothing like they used to be. So even though at one time they were making 10 and 15%, perhaps on a single offering, those percentiles have gone down, but the size of the offerings and the scope of the offerings and the global interconnectedness, like I was saying yesterday about this SPDR Gold Trust, where they're holding millions of ounces of gold, even just a few cents up or down makes a huge profit or loss on a day. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail. It is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival, and tactical gear.
Home and garden and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
And we have returned to that sweet lick from Carlos Santana. Remember that song from back in the 70s, driving my 57 Chevrolet convertible out along Golden Gardens in the early morning or late night. Really nice tune. Anyway, KOL, KGR, Seattle radio stations, loved that that song then, still like it today. Investment banking, continuing from the article then, is by no means to be confused with promotion. Now, that's something government does these days, promotion, but it's no way, by no means to be confused with promotion. That is to say, the providing of capital for new and untried enterprises. So that's not where you go to get your investment capital, folks. When you're coming out with a new patent, when you're coming out with something new, you're going to need to talk to the venture capitalists for that. That's a little bit different from investment banking. You're going to have to find somebody that's got some risk capital that they want to throw out there. To the investment banker of reputation and who is in the business to stay, the primary consideration is by no means the amount of the profit he's going to make, but rather the safety and the desirability of the investment he is offering to his clients. And so you can see how people would get sucked in by this guy Madoff, for instance, who made off with everybody's money. Did he or didn't he? What is money anyway? But nevertheless, I mean, you can't be blamed for doing something with nothing, because that's all it is. Everybody, he was promising nothing for nothing. Everybody was putting in money, which is nothing. And he was going to make sure that they got a good nothing return on it, and that's all he did, really. He was just, if he were put away for anything, he'd be put away for impersonating the Federal Reserve, perhaps. But nevertheless, the safety and the desirability of the investment, that's his real thing. You deal with an investment banker because you're confident that what he's offering is both safe and it's desirable. And so you can let your guard down a little bit, and so many people have in the last 10 years. So many people let their guard down. They didn't know what the ultimate agenda was. They could not conceive in their mind that there would be a plan afoot to destroy our economy out of existence, so in order to open the door to a new global system of finance. A clientele financially strong and which can be relied upon at the banker's suggestion to absorb any issue of securities offered is an asset which can be acquired only by years of careful, patient, and intelligent effort. So it's a business deal and done business-like. You know, some of these bankers that we talked about here in the article that we started out the broadcast with, where Obama is seeking J.P. Morgan, Goldman, Citigroup, and others support on their plans, and some of these bankers are willing to say they just want to give the TARP money back. They don't want nothing to do with it. They don't like this deal, and they're tired of everybody out for their blood, but unfortunately, they've been blood-sucking parasites for so long, that every ounce of blood that they might have belongs to somebody else, and it would be difficult to see who the original donor was. The true investment banker, having established such an outlet for any new securities he may want to handle, takes the greatest care that no securities reach the client which may impair their opinions of his own integrity and judgment. And so, like any good businessman, the businessman has the absolute most to gain and the most to lose by floating this kind of toxic garbage. He has the most to gain by not doing it, and he has the most to lose by doing it. So there has to be other things going on in the background. There must have been other people sitting at the table somewhere along the line promising that, don't worry, you can do this, and no one's going to holler at you. You won't get caught. We'll cover you. We'll cover you. You'll be all right. It's fine. Let's jump over and get a little bit of, to end that. We finished that one. Thank goodness. We finally finished an encyclopedia article in one broadcast. Isn't that great? Anyway, so now we know a little bit about investment banking. Go out to Google, Scroogle, Wikipedia, or all the various other places, Dogpile, WebFerret. Find out more about investment banking, won't you? Let's be up on these topics, and when we talk about them, when we call in on other networks and things like that, and get in Hannity's face and Limbaugh's face and places like that, when we call in on other networks, let's speak accurately and have our information in hand. This goes back to Free to Choose, Milton and Rose Friedman. Just pick it up right here, Controls and Freedom. Interesting place. Just to jump in, it's under economic freedom. Here we are. An essential part of economic freedom is the freedom to choose how to use our income. An essential part of economic freedom is the freedom to choose how to use our income, how much to spend on ourselves and what items, how much to save and in what form, how much to give away and to whom. Certainly more than 40% of our income is disposed of on our behalf by government at federal, state, and local levels combined. More than 40%. Now, this was written back in the 70s. Far more than that today. We're going the way of all the socialist countries all around the globe. 70% probably or more of our income is evaporated away in these hidden and direct and overt taxes. Here's another little quote that the Friedmans once used in a previous document. They said, "Personal Independence Day, that day in the year when we stop working to pay the expenses of government and start working to pay for the items we severally and individually choose in light of our own needs and desires." Personal Independence Day. Now, that this was an idea that they suggested a long time ago, a new national holiday. And we see that today where we now have, as a result of this very, very knowledgeable and influential economist proposing a personal independence day, we now have this tax freedom day, right? That day of the year where the government tells you on which day it was that you've worked up to that point paying your taxes, and from that point forward you're going to be working for yourself. Well, the Friedmans called it personal independence day. Going in, jumping back to another place here and just picking it up. Persons who believe that a society enforced equality is preferable can also practice what they preach. They can join one of the many communes in this country and elsewhere, or establish new ones. And this is kind of something we started on a broadcast with Avery Jane. We were talking about some of these various utopian dreams that people have. But again, persons who believe that a society of enforced equality is preferable can also practice what they preach. In other words, folks, there's places around the world that you can go and practice this collectivist mindset if you so desire to get a taste of it. They can join one of the many communes in this country, and there used to be plenty. Many have come and gone in our history. New Lanark in England, New Freedom, New Harmony, places like that all around. The Robert Owen, the Owenites, the socialists that came over to this country early from England, unfortunately. And of course, it is entirely consistent with a belief in personal equality or equality of opportunity and liberty that any group of individuals who wish to live in that way should be free to do so. If we don't take it away from them, we just enlighten their ignorance with education. If you want to try living on a commune, if you want to live out in the country in a collective with other people, by all means, go for it. Equality of opportunity, the door is wide open to you, in my mind. But when you fail, don't come asking for a handout, please. Thank you very much. Our thesis that support for equality of outcome is word deep receives strong support from the small number of persons who have wished to join such communes and from the fragility of the communes that have been established. In other words, there's not many people that want to get involved in this kind of a socialist deal or enterprise, and how fragile they are. Once you get involved with one, then only then you can see how this falls apart. Egalitarians in the United States, they used to say liberty, egality, fraternity. That was the French Revolution sloganism. But here, egalitarians in the United States may object that the fewness of communes and their fragility reflect the opprobrium that a predominantly capitalist society visits on such a commune and the resulting determination to which they are subjected. Let's drop down. Here's an opportunity. You want to live on a commune? You can go to an egalitarian commune in Israel. The kibbutz played a major role in early Jewish settlement in Palestine and continues to play an important role in the state of Israel. A disproportionate fraction of the leaders of the Israeli state were drawn from the kibbutzim. Far from being a source of disapproval, membership in a kibbutz confers social status and commands approbation. One of these days I'll get that word right. Everyone is free to join or leave a kibbutz, and kibbutzim have been viable social organizations yet. Writing, again, this is Friedman's words, Milton Friedman, not mine. Yet at no time, and certainly not today, have more than about 5% of the Jewish population of Israel chosen to be members of a kibbutz. That percentage can be regarded as an upper estimate of the fraction of people who would voluntarily choose a system enforcing equality of outcome in preference to a system characterized by inequality, diversity, and opportunity. Folks, I've talked right up to the end of the broadcast. I'll be back again on Monday. You all have a good weekend. Study lots and relax. Till then, good day.
Learn how to empower yourself and stop being a victim today.
You can practice complete banking secrecy, all while protecting your money and maintaining complete control over your finances.
The book Privacy Crisis has nearly 400 carefully researched pages that will teach you how to
live beneath the radar, escape stalkers, outwit identity thieves, prevent government phone tapping, stop criminals from hacking into your computer, make your money and assets invisible, stop wage garnishments, get a permanent driver's license, and much, much more.
You can sign up for Grant Hall's free info series at privacycrisis.com. Each course outlines powerful and proven strategies from one of the world's top privacy experts.
Here's your chance to begin learning what the pros know at privacycrisis.com. That website again is privacycrisis.com.
Hi folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.